Welcome to Steadfast Hope. Thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbach, coming to you from Herb's House, which is a coffee shop here in Dallas, Texas. We've got people walking all around right now in this coffee shop, and it's kind of fun to be in the mix of everything, Kent. And today, we're going to look at another aspect of the character of God and the being of God. We're going to talk about the omniscience of God, which means that God is all-knowing. We could put it this way, that God is a know-it-all, and He never learns anything. There is nothing new that ever enters into the mind of God, Kent. And we need a verse on this, and Romans 11 33, I think, is just a great place to launch from. And it says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God." There's a depth about the knowledge of God that is a bottomless knowledge that we can never, the depths of which can never be plumbed. "How unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways." Verse 34, "For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became His counselor?" And the answer to that is no one. We've never been able to bring any matter to God but that He is already intimately, perfectly aware of whatever it is we would bring before Him. So, Kent, even when we pray to the Lord, these aren't updates for God informing Him of a situation that's going on of which He is not aware. He knows everything perfectly. So let's just talk about different aspects of this. And the first thing, Kent, that I would say is that God knows everything, every person, every situation perfectly for what it truly is. I mean, you and I often misread a person. Sometimes we just, you know, for whatever reason, we just didn't size up that situation or that person correctly, and then we get more information and we go, "Oh, I totally mistook why they came," or whatever. God knows everything for what it truly is, and every person for what it truly is. All thoughts, all desires, all feelings, all motives, He knows it inside out. And more than that, He knows not only everything that's actual, but everything that could have possibly happened if another course of action had been pursued. That He's weighed out every option that there is before He even charted our course. He knows all things from eternity past because He has foreordained all things from eternity past. So God has never looked down the proverbial tunnel of time to see what's going to happen and like, "Oh, now God is discovering this unfolding of events or circumstances, maybe caught off guard a little bit." No, God has never learned anything by looking into the future. He has already known the future because God prescripted the future before it ever unfolded. And so what a great comfort to us, and He knows Himself. We say, "Well, so what's that about?" He knows the full extent of His sovereignty. He knows the full extent of His omnipotence. He knows the full extent of every one of His attributes that are part of His being. So God never underestimates even Himself in being able to carry out His eternal purpose and plan. So He's able to weigh everything, but even self-awareness is weighed in the balances and is known by God. And also, God never forgets anything. So it's not that He could ever have knowledge and then lose that knowledge. Can't you and I know things and then we forget certain things? And our wives have to remind us of what that is that we've forgotten. But God has never diminished in His memory. And even when we say that our sins He remembers no more, He doesn't remember them in a judicial sense. But there's no way that God can cease to remember even our sin, it really magnifies His grace even more that He remembers them judicially no more. So again, Kent, this is a huge attribute of God to get our arms around.
Right.
It's like trying to pack your suitcase. You just can't get everything into that suitcase.
Yeah.
And in our tiny little minds and God's infinite being, but let it be known and let it be said that He is all-knowing. Let me add one more thing, Kent, just flashes into my mind. He knows all things immediately. So with you and me, there is a building succession of learning things. Kindergarten, first grade, second grade, elementary, junior high. There's a growing body of knowledge that we have. And then we begin to lose memory of certain things. No, God knows everything immediately. So there's no progression of gaining insight or gaining wisdom or gaining knowledge or understanding. He has it all perfectly, immediately, from the very beginning. So, Kent, I got to toss the ball to you.
Well, this is really almost, it's overwhelming, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's trying to sit down to a table and your plate's this big and you can't even begin to start on it. But, Steve, I remember, and this is a comment and a question for you to talk about, our friend S. Lewis Johnson. And I remember him telling me, when you die and go to heaven, you will constantly, for all eternity, be growing in your knowledge and learning about God, never coming to a full understanding of who He is.
Yeah.
And that really shocked me, because there was a mindset that I thought, well, once I go to heaven, then I'll understand God perfectly. But does that not speak to the vastness of who God is?
Yeah, no, it does. And I think you're correct in what you told us. We will never be God. We will never be on God's level, even in heaven. We will still be a finite created being, glorified in heaven. But we will never become the infinite creator who knows all things. And it will take all eternity for us to even begin to scratch the surface of coming to a knowledge of who God is. How could we ever plumb the depths of the knowledge of God? Even with an increased, renewed mind in heaven, it's still not an infinite mind that we will have. There will be a greater knowledge, but it will never be all knowledge.
Mm.
Yeah.
So doesn't that speaks to the greatness of God?
It does speak to the greatness of God, that He is so far beyond us that even in heaven, He will still be far beyond us. We will grow in the knowledge of God and deepen in the knowledge of God, but never have a comprehensive, perfect, infinite knowledge of God.
So let's come back now to everyday life
with this
attribute. So I've got a difficulty in my life right now, and maybe it's at work, maybe it's with my family, maybe it's with one of my children. How does the fact that God is omniscient help me deal with that?
Because God is all-knowing, He has the solution for whatever it is you're wrestling with. Also, many times we get in situations and people misunderstand us, they misread us. It is so comforting to know that there is one person who actually knows me perfectly, and that is God. Now, that is both convicting and comforting, because I can fake it with other people, but no, God knows my interior motives for why I do what I do, and that should be a wake-up call. It's also comforting to know that God knew and knows that I intended this. I didn't mean for that. But also that God knows the way out of every temptation. He knows the way out of every storm and trial, if that is a part of His plan and will. And so we're never painted into a corner for which there is no solution. God knows everything perfectly, and He even knows the solution perfectly. that should encourage us to make our appeal to God.
Absolutely.
God, you've got to work this out. I don't know how to do this. You know all things perfectly. Mm-hmm. God, you've got to step into my situation and lead me and guide me out of this, as only you can do.
Why would we want to take the reins?
I know.
Why do we do that?
We think that we know what's best, and the fact of the matter is we just pull the car into a ditch when we try to take over. And God knows what's right and what is best. Well, I know this is applicable for your Christian life. There is nothing, no subject more applicable than God. And we've been talking about the omniscience of God today. I trust that you'll be encouraged to know that God knows all things in your situation, in your difficulty, and in your storms of life. May God greatly encourage you with the knowledge of Himself. Thank you for joining us.